This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient. Write out RIDEOUT, first name Lorraine, LORRAINE, date of birth March 8, 1964, date of evaluation February 1st, 2022, referring physician is Dr. Warren Strudwick. The chief complaint, 57-year-old female, referred for a preoperative evaluation of the right knee. The HVI. The patient is a 57-year-old female who reports an industrial injury, semicolon, in which she experienced a trip and fall on September 28, 2020, period. She was initially evaluated at Kaiser Employee Health, period. She stated that she was found to fractured her left hand and was further told that she had a bruise of the right knee, period. She had experienced ongoing pain involving the knee, period. Pain is described as throbbing and sharp and is rated 10/10 subjectively, period. At times, the pain appears to radiate to the ankles, period. It is associated with a decreased range of motion, period. She was initially treated conservatively, period. She underwent pain management, but was referred to Dr. Warren Strudwick approximately 8 months ago, period. Patient was found to have a complex tear of the medial meniscus of the right knee, and it was felt that she would require partial medial meniscectomy, chondroplasty, period. The patient is now seen preoperatively. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Her past medical history, hypertension, next number, asthma. Past surgical history, appendectomy, next number, tonsillectomy, next number, tubal ligation. Medications, amlodipine 5 milligrams one daily, Norco 10-325 PRN, Meloxicam PRN, Omeprazole 40 milligrams on daily, Ibuprofen 800 milligrams daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, mother with heart disease. Social history, she's a prior smoker but quit at age 25 years. She has ongoing alcohol use but no drug use, period. The review of systems. She reports fatigue, period. She has had weight gain, period. Gastrointestinal, she reports occasional constipation. She has hemorrhoids. Musculoskeletal, as per HBI. Psychiatric, she has had symptoms of depression and insomnia. hematologic, she reports easy bruising and easy bleeding. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 144/81, pulse 68, respiratory rate of 20, height unchecked, weight 213.8 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Musculoskeletal exam reveals moderate tenderness to palpation at the right medial joint line. Exam otherwise unremarkable. The EKG, sinus rhythm 64 beats per minute. There is left foot axis, otherwise normal. ECG, T-wave does show slight inversions in lead 3 and AVF, period. ECG is felt to be borderline, period. Data review. The patient has had right knee pain. She was noted to have medial joint line tenderness with positive medial MacMorrays. She has ongoing right knee pain and has failed conservative therapies to include physical therapy, acupuncture, and chiropractic therapy and medications. MRI of the right knee performed on May 8, 2021 revealed medial meniscus posterior horn and a small peripheral inferior articular surface tear. A pre-patella, infrapatella subcutaneous contusion was seen. She was noted to have minimal posterior medial bursal fluid, 4x1x3 millimeter, multiseptate substance fluid collection posteriorly, consistent with decompression from the bursa. The patient is felt to require surgery as she had failed conservative therapies, period. From a cardiovascular perspective, she is stable for her procedure. She has a borderline ECG, however, she has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. She has minimal perioperative risk given her age and family history. Period. However, she has no significant additional cardiac risk, period. Perioperative risk is felt not to be significantly increased. She is therefore cleared for her procedure. Recommendations may proceed as clinically indicated, signed Dr. Rollington Ferguson.